Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Good morning. It's episode 10 of the podcast, and this week we're talking about avoiding new year, new me chat. Also, this is going to be another one of those really short and sweet episodes, partly because I'm super exhausted. Hello, December. And partly because I've been getting a lot of feedback that everybody loves the bite-sized episodes. So this one's just a little taster. First things first, let's not get it twisted. I don't think that you should avoid New Year's resolutions if you love them. But, and that's a big but, nearly as big as my butt, but if you're resolving to commit to a diet, to losing weight, or to changing yourself because of how someone or society has made you feel, then let's talk about why you absolutely don't need to do that. I remember when I used to promise myself, this year I'm going to, and then fill the blank with some internal fat-phobic body-shaming rhetoric dressed up as getting healthy. And again, changing lifestyle habits to improve your energy, your mental health, or on the advice of your doctor isn't something I want you to lean away from. I just want you to really think about why you're considering signing up for a year of doing something you've never done before, or cutting out something that you really enjoy in your life, like carbs, for example. What I want to do is give you a chance to hear what it sounds like when we offer ourselves compassion and acceptance, especially during a season that invites us to choose our worst for and concoct a plan to rid ourselves of it. Imagine you're at a party when someone asks the question, so what's your New Year's resolution going to be? You might be tempted to say something self-deprecating, God knows that's my drug of choice 9 out of 10 times, but instead you think of me and you say, I think I really just want to resolve to be kinder to myself this year. If that doesn't draw murmured approval from the crowd, let me tell you, you're hanging with the wrong one. Maybe what you're worried about isn't being asked how you're going to hit the reset button on yourself in 2022, but the conversations about naughty food and how you or someone else is going to indulge now but then give that all up on January 1st. Let's call this someone else Auntie Janice. Now, if you've listened to my recent episode of Dish Island with Tegan and Paul, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Auntie Janice is enjoying her dessert and has maybe already let you know that she's noticed your body's changed since she saw you in 2019. She says something like, oh, we'll have to make sure we eat it all today, won't we? No more of these naughty foods after New Year. We need to get our figures back. I really feel like that voice needs a trigger warning to go with it. My God. Anyway, it's probably not acceptable to tell Auntie Janice to fuck off. However, if it is, I recommend it. You'll likely feel better. However, in the event that you would not benefit from swearing at one of your elderly relatives, respect your elders, love, then try this. Oh, I'm okay with my figure right now. I mean, I doubt I'm going to be giving up desserts anytime soon, but you enjoy yours. and then get as far away from Aunty Janice as possible. What I really want to know to wrap up this episode is if you've had a successful moment where you've shut down New Year, New Me chat recently. I'd love to hear about it so I can share it next week. I think we're going to be heading into a long season of conversations about bodies, so let's make them positive conversations. Because remember, my body, your body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the podcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.